IVM.
All right, hello and welcome to the Newcastle Twaddle podcast, where today for a change we are going to be talking about Manchester United. And who better to talk about the misery than the fan, the Mancunian? Yes, Sawa, what's up?
Oh, I've moved to the Northeast now. Don't remind me of my earlier loyalties.
All right. Yash.
Yeah.
This match, or Liverpool's thrashing of Manchester United, was so big that it dwarfed India-Pakistan cricket. It has the conversations. It has dwarfed the El Clasico. No one even seems to care about it. And it has dwarfed everything. And the only thing which people in the sports world are talking about is, apart from Mohammad Shami, is that should Ole Gunnar Solskjaer be sacked?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty evident now that his time at United is nearing its end, and he's taken the club as far as he can go. I don't think the decision is going to be made anytime soon, but
Forget guessing whether the decision has to be made anytime soon. But why did it suddenly feel after this match that...
That clearly is because Liverpool are the big rivals. And it's been coming. United have lost to West Ham, then dropped points against Everton, then lost to Leicester, which was also thrashing. People have forgotten about that. There have been a couple of near wins in the Champions League group stages, right? So, apart from the Champions League group stages, there are no wins in the last month. And the worst part was like the naivete which Ole played with. I mean, I think he was affected by the hype of the match and people talking about him not having a style of play and pressing football being a thing of the future. Because as we have seen over the last 2 years, Ole has a distinct way It may not be distinct, but he has a way of dealing with big teams where he, you know, sets up a decent defense and counter attacks. He completely abandoned that and went with this suicidal 4-2-4 system, which clearly came apart. Liverpool really didn't need to try hard.
So this is what at least in the post-match, I think they asked Ole about this. And he said, it's home. We are united. Like, we need to go. Like, why? Why are you trying new things? Just do things which you know work for you, right? He actually said, I think whatever you're saying right now, like, I didn't know that there was a huge conversation about Ole's style of play and him having to change it somehow.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation was purely about, like, what were the negatives of Ole, like, apart from not winning trophies and all. This was like a plan he had to always start with, at least, against the big teams. And given that football today is generally moving towards a high press and high energy football, which Klopp and Pep apply to some extent, that these discussions were happening among, like, the experts and on social media. Frankly, as a manager, Ole should have ignored all of that and stuck to what he was good at least in such a big game. And when Liverpool are clearly flying high.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming to some sort of predictable end. But for the first time, I felt a little bad for Ole when watching his post-match. Like, he has been put genuinely in an impossible position. And it's just been dragging on and on. I don't know. It's like people were giving him hope. Ki bhai, tu kar sakta hai, tu kar sakta hai. Like, yeah. I don't know why.
I mean, okay, after this, maybe saying anything positive about Ole in the coming weeks might be difficult given about the results. But the positive thing about him was his football was at least more attacking than Jose, or the football was more attractive than Louis Van Gaal also, which was just side passing. So that was one positive. And like I said, he knew how to set up a defense. I mean, there are, of course, individual errors and blunders. And it just takes one goal to take away a clean sheet. So maybe the numbers won't back it up, but I think he knew how to set up a decent defense and counter well. Apart from that, I think one bad thing was the assistant managers that he surrounded him with. like I'm sure Football Management right now is not like a solo gig. It's like, you know, it's like a rock band and your manager is like the front man. But it's, he needs
not.
Like,
I mean, I really don't want to speak anything bad about McKenna and Carrick.
Why not?
Because, dude, I mean, I think the bigger mistake was getting Mike Phelan back.
Yeah, but see, about Mike Phelan, they needed someone with experience, and plus from the interviews and reports and all, from what I gather from that, is that he does mostly admin work. He collates like he makes binders of Oppo Research, he collates data. So more than an assistant manager, he's an assistant to the regional manager type figure. So yeah, that anyone can do. The point is that there's no one really helping Ole with tactics, which is a shortcoming.
So, I mean, just to take it back a little, you know, Jose's third season at United.
Yeah.
Basically, Rui Faria left,
yeah.
And he elevated McKenna and Carrick, and that went downhill. So Ole obviously, but there has to be an assumption that these two coaches also have improved over a 3-year period, right? And more than anything, I think the basic point is that poor guy Ole, I don't think he expected to be in the job for so long, and it somehow has dragged to such a way that it's just now reaching its inevitable end, which everyone just knew. In the beginning only, ki kabhi to ye hone wala hai.
I am sure most managers these days get sacked mid-season, so that's not surprising. What is tragic is that it's happening in this season when the owners have opened the purse strings, bought in Ronaldo, bought in Varane. They may not have been exactly what United needed, but I feel a more tactically competent manager would have got much better out of this squad.
So the news coming out is Ole has 3 games, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the closest Ole has been to sacking, coincidentally, he did play Spurs and Man City at the same time. I think it was December 2020 and he beat both of them. Both of them, both Spurs and City, both games he won. So let's see. If this time around he does manage to beat them, I think he'll still get only a couple of months. If United don't get to the knockout stages of the Champions League, and if they really fall behind in the league, he'll go anyway.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about the game a little.
Oh, God.
Did Cristiano Ronaldo deserve a red card and Anthony Taylor got scared giving a red card because it was Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, that's possibly true. And I think that half was coming to an end. So that might have inspired things.
Yes, he like thug gaya.
Yeah. And whatever. I mean, the only defense Ronaldo could have had was that he was kicking the ball and not Curtis. But apart from that, it was pretty violent behavior. So. I mean, yeah. Whatever.
Man, why was Luke Shaw so bad? Like Harry Maguire, yes, we can understand. He's been bad on and off. But Luke Shaw has been terrible over the last month and a half.
I don't know. It's possibly because of overplaying his comeback from the Euro. At least Harry Maguire was injured before the Euro, so he missed the last 1 month. So he could be fatigued, like at least mentally fatigued. Physically, he might be all there, but this is another problem that Ole has. Like, he, despite having a big squad, does not trust his squad. Like, if you look at United's performances in his two full seasons, it's like a bell curve where the start is terrible. In the middle, United make up ground, win all those knockout games. Then eventually they manage to lose at the end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think with Luke Shaw's fatigue and this particular thing of him tucking in and playing people onside, that has been happening. It's a major tactical flaw, and I'm sure someone like Klopp could have spotted that quite easily.
Yeah. For every bad defeat, there is a great victor, which is Jurgen Klopp and Mohamed Salah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Salah is the best player in the world at this point. There is, like, I try to find reasons every week, and apart from naming players I absolutely love, like Jorginho and in like Jest and everything, but dude, that guy is... Liverpool should basically just like get him for life now and make him retire there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, last week I picked him grudgingly as my player of the week. So, I mean, there are no arguments because Messi is in that Farmers League and still he hasn't scored there. And who else is there? I don't know. Lewandowski, maybe. Benzema is simply a striker, so there's no doubt. And even in this game, Liverpool didn't get out of second gear to win this. And two of the goals that Salah scored were just simply finishes, but that one goal which he scored with his right foot, he gave the pre-assist as well and started the move, and he was pretty much unplayable that day.
Man, he's so good. And Jurgen Klopp, dude, I absolutely adore that guy. Look at the midfield he had for the game. Henderson, Keita and Milner. Like, this is the midfield he played with. And then he obviously got Oxlade-Chamberlain, Curtis Jones.
That's okay. I mean, what again proves his genius is that he started Diogo Jota saying that...
Sadio Mane.
Instead of Mane, Mane is like one of the mainstays of the team, but he dropped him. And before the game itself, he mentioned, I've seen something about United, and I think that Jota will be a potent force against them. And lo and behold, he scored that second goal. He was at the right place and right time. So,
yeah, this is a question. Doesn't someone in United find something about opposition fellows? I don't know. It just seems like, you know, either Ole does not have the weightage to carry the myth around him that, you know, this guy knows research, ye aisa karta and all of that. And he's never developed that sort of PR.
I don't know. But all of this is coming around. All of these problems have come up in the past 1 month. Earlier on, I mean, United used to lose because they didn't have the players and they couldn't execute their attacks and not score goals. But this absolute lack of understanding how the opponents played, this is a problem that has emerged in the last 1 month. And of course, when the team is doing badly, you can pinpoint anything. So people are saying that because there's Ronaldo up front, that has thrown the balance out of the game, which I think is utter rubbish. I mean, Ronaldo is, if anything, taken up the place that Anthony Martial was playing up front. And Martial doesn't press, he doesn't do anything.
Yes, how about this change, you know? Just play Ronaldo on the left, Sancho on the right, and get Cavani up front.
No, then there'll be no cover on the left-hand side.
Dude, there was never a cover on the left-hand side.
Marcus Rashford is pretty decent at tracking back and all, so...
Okay, but maybe this would be better. And the last question, Paul Pogba is pissed off God. With Ole.
No, but apparently he came out and said all of that is a myth, but it could be saving grace. And
he came out and said where? I haven't read anything. I just know that
he... on his Instagram, he put up a story saying that all of this did not happen. So yeah, people are just writing any bullshit. But yeah, but this is what happens when your club is in complete doldrums, right? You can make up shit and people believe it. The other story going around was that Fergie came and he defended Ole in the on the training ground and all that. Like, he had come to a club. Now, just before the podcast, I was reading a tweet by Simon Stone where he said that Ferguson had come to the club because he's getting a new suit made. And this is like,
I don't know.
Not gone onto the field.
Yes, that seems like a reason. Suit banwane ke liye club aaya hai. it could be a smokescreen. Maybe he did say. How do you know? But actually, that would be so bad. I mean, Ole should basically tell Fergie to just stay out of the training. What was said and done. But there's one more rumor I read that, you know, Ole, I think one or two matches ago, asked at halftime, what is the reason for these mistakes? And the entire dressing room said, you are the reason.
So another wild tale, I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure they have a lot of arguments with each other, but this just seems like it's made up.
I know, but...
I mean, the singer is too good for it to be, have been... I don't think anyone is that intelligent in the dressing room.
Dude, please. that is...
In the comedic sense, I mean.
I think Pogba is... the problem I have with Paul Pogba is football is just too easy for him. I think by far including Ronaldo, he's probably the most talented player in the United squad.
Yeah, but it's unfortunately never materialized. Like, United just don't play the system. I mean, he should have left long time ago. It's just dragging on.
Yeah, this is the season. He would have gotten rid of two managers for you guys. And he's gone. Talking of leaving, so I have two articles in front of me, all right?
Mm.
Let me just read the headlines to you and then you can comment on whatever it is. So, first headline is what Jurgen Klopp has said about his Liverpool future, as Barcelona have big dream to land him. Mm. All right?
Yeah.
And the second headline says FSG have already shown they will be ready for life after Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. So now, okay, reading these two headlines, Yash, what would you... Like, if I just give you these two headlines, what would you think the stories would be?
Stories would be... I mean...
The story would be, like... I've read two headlines for you.
Oh, right? So FSG is ready to for life after Klopp.
And
Barcelona have
big dream to land Klopp, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obviously a complementary. I mean, the stories complement each other in a way. Like,
but you know what?
If you expect Klopp to end up in Barcelona, according to these journalists.
If you read the article, this is what it says.
Right.
Jurgen Klopp, in an interview, said, "I have a contract till 2024. 3 years is a long time in football. I probably would want to take a break of a year and lead a normal life and, you know, get out of this madness. I don't know what is going to happen in 3 years because 2024, I have a contract." That in one and Barcelona, I want to hire Xavi right next, but they have a big dream to land Klopp. So there's nowhere in the article which says that he's even remotely going to Barcelona. And the second article about FSG being ready is this. They have a director of football, Liverpool, and they have some German coaches like Marco Rosa and Jesse March at RB Leipzig, who probably follow Klopp's footsteps. So whenever Klopp decides to leave, they are ready, right? Oh, so basically, they have two clickbaity articles, which I read both of them.
And without Klopp understanding anything.
Klopp is not going to leave Barcelona for another 2 years, man.
No, but that's okay. Even if he goes to Barcelona, I think the crowd will boo him off when he plays those water carriers and donkeys in midfield.
No, I think those boys would have grown a little, Ansu and all of them. So, yeah, enough of this game, dude. This is crazy. It's like, you know, when United fans get on social media, the noise just blocks out everything. They are all these fan forums. Enough of Ole, Ole in, Ole out. The Glazers are at fault. Oh, so one of the arguments is that, you know, if we had competent owners, Ole wouldn't be in the job. So I'm not blaming Ole. I'm blaming the owners.
I mean, the buck stops at them, right? I mean, they were spending all this time trying to buy an IPL team.
Which they bid so low for. We have to talk about that. So they did all the analysis and they bid 4,100 crores, which is one of the lowest.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe they did not do the research is what I feel. Maybe they felt that, oh, it's a 2 month long tournament. Who's going to do all of this crap? But yeah, I mean, but anyway, the Glazers would have been perfect IPL owners because they don't understand the sport. They're all about commerce and marketing and
They can actually.
That. And so, and they would have, easily, with the salary cap in there, they would have easily got by purchasing smart purchases and T20 and so on.
Yeah. All right. Moving on from Ole, assuming this is a big if, but if whenever he gets sacked, this talk, Zidane, Conte.
The Conte talk is stronger and it'll be very interesting when he comes.
His only job. Like last 15 years, all Conte ever wanted the world to recognize is that he is a much more superstar and better coach than Pep Guardiola, Jose Mourinho, and now Jurgen Klopp. He thinks he's never been given the title of world's best coach. So
it's okay. I mean, United will just be happy with a competent coach. The problem with Conte is, I don't know. I mean, this United squad, I don't know whether it's made for Conte, plus he complains a lot, moans a lot, which is going to be complete 180 from where he is.
But don't you think it's time United basically got a Conte type so that, you know, he can cry after a year, but in that year try and win something? It's now getting to a period where you're not really winning anything.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, United, I don't think are anywhere close to winning the Premier League or the Champions League. I don't know jack shit about owning a football club, but if I was the Glazers, I would actually plan for the life after Pep and Klopp when both of them leave. Because this is not the window. What Ole has done well is that he's managed this period well, finished second and third in an era when there were great coaches around him. That is one thing I'll give him. Now, I think... ideally, they would have got like a long-term coach at this point of time who fixes the style of play and challenges for like 2025.
So, we're in 2021.
Yeah, but I think 2024 is when this guy goes, right? Klopp. Pep has one more season. So 2023 is
Pep is pissed off. He couldn't get Harry Kane, so he's done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's okay. I mean, the football goes in cycles. Like, this is a City Liverpool cycle, clearly.
Just
so
hire back Jose Mourinho, man. like what's going to happen? Then you have Ole anyway. He'll come back. Something will happen.
Yeah, but yeah, if Conte comes back, it'll be fun also.
No, dude. I mean, I genuinely don't really care much for him. I mean, just hire someone else. At least someone like nice, entertaining.
But who's there? There's no one in management like that. I mean, no one easily that comes to mind.
I mean, Sarri is too hippie for you guys. Jeez, this actually, who else is there? Because all I actually, whenever I was seeing these articles, it was just Conte or Zidane. I didn't realize that there's just no one else there, like a superstar guy, manager kind of a thing. Everyone else is like a punt youngster.
Yeah, I'm assuming we are waiting for these managers to do something very superstar-y.
Who? Nagelsmann. He's the next superstar. He's already.
Yeah, so Nagelsmann's there, and who's managing Leverkusen or whoever?
These guys.
Whatever, the new age coaches all are emerging from Germany. So
Adi Hütter, I love that guy, but he has no experience.
You have to wait for them to do something in Europe or something else for them to become hip names for Premier Leagues to purchase them, to buy them.
So Conte it is then, whatever, yeah. Who cares? Mm. Mm. All right, we should take a break right now. And after the break, let's talk. There have been other matches also in the Premier League. And some very interesting ones. So let's talk about Spurs, because United's next ones are Spurs. And if I read it right, it was called the sacking
dance. El Sakiko.
El Sakiko. Yeah, so let's talk about that. Stay tuned to Football Total. Okay, welcome back to Football Total. Enough of all this Manchester United talk. Let's talk about some real clubs. Crystal Palace versus Newcastle United. Yes, it ended at 1-1. The club we genuinely, truly love and support is now managerless. There is no sign of a manager. I thought Paulo Fonseca was almost close. Right. But I read a rumor today that they genuinely want Erik ten Hag. Newcastle is one of the three clubs which hasn't even won a game till now in the Premier League. And it's looking ominous, yes, for the club we started supporting.
Yeah, but I trust the management. I trust
Do you?
Olivia. So I'm sure they'll get us a manager soon who will keep us in the league. That's the aim for this season.
Dude, this is what I don't get. This is so frustrating it is. I've just chosen a club for life. And you, like anyone with half a brain and who's read like 10 football articles will know that Steve Bruce would be sacked for any new management.
And they should have been prepared, but I guess they were not.
Jeez,
because the news article said that they have departed with mutual consent or something. Which is...
Yeah, like, sir, we don't want you. Okay, I'm going. I don't get it, dude. Why? Why are these money bags acting so stupid? Why can't they just come with some sort of plan?
Well, I guess...
They don't even have the...
They believe that money will... They are the type of people who will say, oh, if we pay well, then the talent will just automatically accumulate towards us.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. We know, but I mean...
We know. We poor sods know. Why can't fellows know?
Idiots, yeah. What to do?
I don't know, dude. Did we make a mistake trying to support this club? It's going to be
I think we should give it another month.
Oh, God. I hope like Elon Musk buys a Premier League club. I need a richer person to take this over. I don't think this is working out. I'm already getting... Like Callum Wilson is saving Newcastle. Imagine.
He's been saving their ass for a long, long time. Our ass.
But now it's managerless. Who is taking training?
I think only Bruce left, right? The trainers will still be around too.
Abe, so wo kya karenge? They're like, just get in some new guy. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 1 week, no? Maybe they're waiting till the international break. Then they'll convince some international manager. LVG or someone to come.
Oh God, I hope they don't get I hope they don't get this guy, Yogi Love. I'll just like crash start crying. He's done for.
Yeah.
The incompetence. You know, I...
So, Graham Jones is the manager. I mean, temporary manager. Whoever the hell that is.
Who cares? Yeah. Why can't... Just get Paulo Fonseca. He's such a good manager. He's ready. Like, why? What are you guys waiting for?
What do you mean by he's ready? He's like put out a statement that I'm a Jordy now.
Dude, poor guy got the Spurs job.
Okay.
And... Like, he was sacked from Roma because before the season started last year, he told we will finish 7th. And Roma finished 7th. So, they're like, not good enough. And they sacked him. he's won five league titles with Shakhtar. He's a good manager. Just
but 100% is a good manager. But having played Roma last season, they're a pretty open team, dude. I mean, his style is pretty open. And I with this squad, unless they buy a bunch of players in January, they're definitely going to go down with Fonseca. So
now is the time. End October, you hire the manager.
Yeah, and then you do the scouting. Ideally, that's the case. I mean, that should have been the case.
Jeez, dude. I sometimes wish if I had like 400 million, I would have taken a Brentford-like club and come to the Premier League and shown all these idiots how to run a football club. I wouldn't fire a manager till I have a new one with me.
It's not the football business.
Oh, God.
When you're in the football business.
All right, whatever. This sadness. Let's get to this. Player of the week. Please don't. You are going to say Mohamed Salah.
No. So let me pick someone new. I'm going to say... Which other matches did I see? Dude, this is really like the India-Pakistan game and this has really blocked all my memories about what was happening in that game.
I have my player of the week ready.
Okay, you go first then.
Okay. Mason Mount.
Fair enough.
I mean, yeah, he's got a hat-trick against Norwich, which is okay. But I think Mount is a good player. He is slowly...
That's an understatement. I think he's quite good.
Oh, I see someone's changed their mind about Mason Mount.
As in, he was indeed a Nepo, but he's come of age.
Achha, so he just needed to get out of daddy's shadow.
Yeah. Now he's trained well.
Yes, Mason Mount. He's my player of the week. I can give you your player of the week as well.
Sure, go for it. This week only.
Phil Foden. Ooh. Phil Foden.
Okay. Yeah. He took time to really start firing this season. Although Pep was not playing him, so he couldn't anyway.
Yeah, but I think Pep likes Phil Foden as well.
Yeah, of course. I mean, who wouldn't like a player like him? I mean, he's the typical Pep mold player. Like, he's short, he's very skillful, quick as well.
Yeah, and he seems like someone who won't argue with the manager. And if the manager asks what is wrong, he doesn't seem like the player. So you are wrong. He's an anti-Paul Pogba.
Yeah.
Talking about that whole statement, you think when Ole asked that question, Fred said, "Sir, your tactics are the mistake."
Wow, that would have been the kick. First thing, tere ko bithaunga.
Another thing, did you watch the El Clasico? I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, I watched the El Clasico. Although, I mean, it was such a underwhelming game that I could not pick a player from it as my
No, favorite. That's okay. How was the game? I don't watch any of those two teams. They annoy me. So.
Yeah, I mean, there was just one fight and even that was disappointing. The goal that Alaba scored was fantastic. I think that was an amazing goal to announce himself as a Madrid star.
Oh, really?
Like a left footer across the goal. It was pretty good.
Oh, that's cool. I was watching Roma-Napoli, where both Mourinho and Spalletti got sent off. No player...
As one should.
Dude, no player on the pitch got sent off. But these two got sent off. Spalletti got sent off after the game. But supposedly, this is a problem in Serie A, which is not being faced by the league. And there were four managers sent off last weekend in Serie A.
Man, the threshold of bookable offense must be very low for a manager.
No. So, it seems the officiating in Serie A over the last 2 years has, like, the quality of it has fallen down so much. Oh, and there are statistics to prove that Serie A teams get way more penalties than any other league in, like, the Serie A club. So, it's just infuriating the managers, supposedly, a lot. And they asked both Spalletti and Mourinho, like, why were you guys sent off? They said, we have no idea. And I saw the game. Like, you know what Spalletti got sent off for? After the 90 minutes, he sarcastically clapped at the referee. He got sent.
What is the point of sending him after 90? Just ban him for the next game.
I think that's what a red card to a manager does, no?
Yeah.
Really? That's so weird.
There has to be a ban, right? Otherwise, what's the point?
No, they should just fine these rich fellows. They'll pay the money and it should be entertaining. What nonsense. If you ban the manager, what? We are not paying so much money on OTT to watch assistant manager on the line. What the hell?
No. Maybe they'll be in the stands. They'll be fuming. The camera will go on them. All like that nonsense.
Like Sari. Oh, dude. Sari was sent off earlier in the season. He was sitting in the stand. He was smoking. And then something happened to his player. He's catching the fellow next to him by his collar and barking. Oh God, that guy's so cool. Anyway, the games to look forward to this week. What are you watching?
I have to watch United play Spurs. The El
Sacico. I'm supporting Nuno. So
obviously that makes sense. I don't know why would they want to sack him. The Spurs they think they're too big for their boots, man.
Who?
Spurs.
Yeah, actually they do. And Nuno is a very good manager. And the last time they fired a manager, they couldn't get a new one for 90 days. So talk about incompetence, yeah, right? Absolutely. So, I mean, Newcastle seems like a dream club now in front of what Spurs did. So yeah, and Nuno is good. They're doing all right, man. It's not even too bad. Let me look at
this. There's just 1 point ahead of United. They're on 15 from a possible 24.
Wow.
No, from possible 27.
And so they want to sack Nuno because he's sixth on the table.
Yeah, which is just nonsense.
David Moyes is looking, making everyone look so bad.
Yeah, Moyesy. West Ham, man. But again, the last result for them, which was a 1-0 defeat, anybody can lose 1-0 to West Ham.
West Ham, yeah. With Antonio scoring. So what's your prediction for Spurs versus United?
No, United are going to win 2-1. They'll win. Second half comeback.
Will Antonio score?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to go for a 3-1 Spurs. Go Son! Okay, my match of the week is my former allegiance versus my current love.
Oh, no.
Newcastle versus Chelsea. And I have taken a stand by not even wishing Roman Abramovich on his birthday.
Oh, God.
So,
I think he'll be disturbed now.
Yeah, I've made it known pretty clear that Newcastle is the way forward. So, managerless Newcastle will lose.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, by the time, maybe they'll make an appointment.
What? By Sunday?
Yeah. So, today's Wednesday. It's enough time.
So, tomorrow they'll make appointment. That guy will join Friday. He is not going to take the stance on Sunday to get beaten. Black and blue. So
makes sense.
I am going to predict a respectable 4-1 victory for Chelsea.
Awesome.
And I hopefully the Saudi guy, Mr. Yasser, is still sitting in the stadium to learn. Yeah.
New aspects of the game that he'll be taught about.
Yeah, imagine the first game they had to teach him what a red card was. He's like, mere player koi nikal raha stadium se. Why is he even Jonjo? So yeah, man, such a bad game it is. When will we see Newcastle win?
Soon, my friend, soon.
Dude, this is just disturbing. I'm going to tweet something on with our new Twitter handle. Just say I haven't tweeted for a week because of the disillusionment. What is going on?
It's the same here, yeah. We should fire that up again.
Have you heard True Jordy after the takeover?
Yeah, he seemed pretty happy saying that it's already happened. So many like oil money clubs are there. So why not our club?
That and all that we know. We know that. But what's he talking about? I
don't know.
Bruce situation.
No, but he wanted Steve Bruce out anyway. So he was saying like people should abuse him. But all this sympathy he's getting is because he's been in the game. And the pundits are all his mates. So for silly things like just keeping Newcastle United in the league, they're giving him way too much credit.
Silly things. No, that's not a silly thing. Rafa got the same thing when he kept Newcastle in the league. I mean, he was called the best thing Mike Ashley's ever done for the city of Newcastle.
Yeah, but I mean, that is close to the truth given how low the bar is for Mike Ashley.
Huh. So, Steve Bruce is the almost the best thing as well because he got the same points as Benitez.
That's true.
So, yeah, I think even True Jordy is falling for the...
Steve Bruce doesn't have the charm that Rafa does, that's all.
Oh, that way. All right. For next week, why don't you watch some Aston Villa? You know, it's been some time since we've spoken about that club. So
who are Villa playing?
Villa.
West Ham. Yeah, that'd be a good game.
Yeah.
Villa West Ham. Yes. Yeah?
Villa West Ham. So next week's podcast, let's make an effort to talk not about just Villa our favorite clubs, but Villa and West Ham. Sure. Yeah, we should actually talk about David Moyes, dude. He's actually doing a fantastic job. I'm actually quite happy after 6 years of wilderness. He's doing quite well. So,
and West Ham is just about the right size of a club. And he was pretty lucky that
he was sacked from West Ham for keeping them up.
Yeah. I mean, that was silly, but he was lucky that there were no fans in that season. Previous season, the last season, there were no fans in the stand to boo him, and his results were great, so now the fans love him. Now the West Ham fans love him.
Yeah, that's so, all it is. Yeah. This game is so tribal. No, you win three games, you're the best thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, he sets up a good defense. He's got, he's converted Antonio into a beast.
Yeah, and Antonio is turning 31. So when the West Ham legend retires, will they retire his shirt is the main question. More than the... Oh, the final thing, you know, Dortmund has no plan to sell Bellingham.
Yeah, it's okay. Bellingham is still like a teenager. They can cook him more.
They're like, we love him. We know the hype around him, but we have no plans to sell him.
Yeah, and there must be an asterisk there with written underneath this season, because next season he's going to be worth.
No, if someone is advising Bellingham, no, they should just say, ki, boss, wait for 2 years.
Yeah.
Look at how Sancho's career has gone at United. And then you decide what you want to do. That probably is a good marker. Anyway, on that note, yes, adios, my friend.
See you.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.